Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. 800-777-2907. You want to get in on the conversations that we've been having? Adam gives us his news of the day. This is where we take another lighter turn on the show. All right, what's the first story on deck?
First story is from Ivy League Lacrosse.
Hey, I love Ivy League Lacrosse.
Princeton coach Chris Bates has been placed on administrative leave following an incident in the game against Brown where his team was down one and Brown was making a substitution. Well, the player was running off the field and the Brown player ran by Princeton's head coach, Chris Bates, and Chris Bates just kind of leveled him with an elbow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. So he just went, oh. Why did he give an explanation as to why he did that?
No, I don't see any kind of explanation from him at all.
How aggressive are lacrosse coaches? Is that an intense, you know, like a intense sport where you're like on the edge, like you can't control it?
I guess it might be.
Wow, that's almost assault, man. You can't. So player's running off the field and he just went pop.
Yeah, just kind of, he ran right next to him and the coach just kind of hit him with elbow, forearm, shoulder, kind of just shiver and didn't knock him down, but enough to, you know, kind of knock the player back a little bit.
Well, if the Ivy Leagues can't control themselves, then we have no hope for humanity, I guess, right?
Yes, you know, exactly.
The future 1%ers, if they can't control themselves.
Yeah. You're the Ivy League. Be better.
You're the Ivy League.
Do.
Chill out.
Come on.
I think being the Princeton lacrosse coach has got to be a pretty good gig.
Although, isn't the Ivy League, that's like their sport is lacrosse, if I'm not
mistaken.
Yeah,
it's like, here I am stereotyping, but isn't it like lacrosse and crew?
Yes.
and track and field?
Yeah.
Archery, fencing, isn't that Ivy League sports?
Right, and the occasional basketball team.
And the occasional, the one basketball team that gets a berth into the NCAA tournament, like Yale.
Yes.
And Princeton,
makes
Harvard.
A little noise.
Although Tommy Amaker was the coach at Harvard. That was pretty good. That's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
All right, story number two.
All right, the Paris-based Disney World lost an employee, I think it was last week. He was electrocuted in the Phantom Manor, which is the haunted house.
Oh, my God.
And he died. Is there? I don't know if there's a worse way to go inside of a haunted house.
Okay, that is really, really creepy. So the employee was working on the Haunted Mansion ride, that whatever they call it in Disneyland Paris, and he got electrocuted and he died inside the house that makes a spectacle of having ghosts in it.
Correct.
Now, I've never been to Disneyland Paris, but I've certainly been to Disney World and Disneyland a number of times. Have you ever been to either one of those parks?
Yes, I've been to the one in Orlando.
Okay, so have you rode the Haunted Mansion ride?
I don't believe I did that one, no.
Okay, what's creepy about it, and again, I don't know if the Disneyland Haunted Mansion is under the same sort of, it's the same ride, just kind of different thing, but there is a moment before you go on the ride where you're kind of in the waiting area. They bring a bunch of people into a room, and that's so they can alleviate some crowd so that you get like a show, like a pre-ride show. And if I'm not mistaken, the guy who does the voice says something like, there are 9,999 ghosts. If you care to join us, there's a way. Like, it's almost like he's inviting you to become a ghost.
Correct.
If that's the case, that is too creepy at Disneyland Paris.
It's very creepy.
That is really creepy. Because now you can't say there's 99 happy haunts here. There's an actual death to consider at the Haunted Mansion Paris. That's really freaky. You know what's weird, though? There used to be a rumor that nobody died on Disney property. Like, you would die, but you would get, your death certificate would say, like, Orlando or L.A.
Oh,
yeah. Like, they would ship you off the property, and then they would declare you dead.
Now,
they're like, he's kind of alive, but now he's dead once we're off property.
This is the second death at this park in the last 6 years. A contracted employee died on the Small World attraction.
Oh, my God, really? That's the worst!
They fell in the water and got trapped under a boat.
Oh, that's even worse. Okay, like, the Haunted Mansion is like, if you're like a spirit, you're like, yeah, well, at least I went here. Small World, that annoying theme over and over again with the puppets? And you got trapped underneath a boat?
Yep.
I know, we're talking about a living person who's got family and everything. I shouldn't be so callous. Dying on the Small World ride, though?
And a five-year-old boy almost died on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in the same park.
Yikes.
In 2013, but he was saved by his father.
Okay, what, jumping out of the boat or anything like that?
Yeah, he fell in the water is all it really says.
How do you fall in?
I don't know how people... I mean, a five-year-old maybe
I guess. Jumped,
but, I mean, you should be watching your kid, I'm sorry.
And... All right, I mean, I don't know anything about ride construction. How deep could that water possibly be?
That's
not like it's 7 feet deep. It's not like you're in a swimming pool.
It's not the ocean.
You know, there's a track. You're on the track. It's surrounded by water. How deep could you possibly be? Well, I guess, you know, if you get trapped underneath the boat, I guess. All right, well, that's a spooky story, man. You have a lighter one now, or are we going even more morbid than we...
No, we'll go a little bit lighter here.
All right.
This comes with a clip. It's our favorite quarterback, Peyton Manning, singing Rocky Top.
Oh, this is going to be classic.
So this is just a little snippet of it.
Okay, so Peyton...
Busting it out.
Peyton was at a Nashville bar when he did this because they made the local news where I live. I can't tell if he was had a few, you know?
He looked like he had a few.
Okay.
I'll put the story up on Twitter.
Rocky Top. Woo! Everybody, Rocky Top. I won the Super Bowl, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Oh, God. Love Peyton Manning.
Maybe
that's
I'll
great.
Retire, unretire, maybe I'll start yelling out stuff.
His wife's gonna be like, "Please, somebody give him a job.
Yes.
Please, somebody get him out of the house." Like, honey, guess what I did? Nothing. Hot Rocket Top. Yeah. Woo. Call my dad. Call my brother. Woo. Yep. Didn't mow the lawn today because I'm retired.
The kids are like, "Dad, can you just please leave?
Please go away.
Like, it's almost summer break, and we don't want to go to a job all the time."
Kids, I thought we could spend the whole day together. What do you think? Oh, we just spent all day together. Oh, Dad, no.
We're
gonna
be running routes and
yeah. Let's go throw the old pigskin around. I got nothing to do today. Nothing to do. All right, I'll go to a bar and drink and sing Rocky Top in Nashville.
I would love to be in that bar.
I would have lost my mind.
You know, just here comes Peyton Manning, and he's all decked out in a suit.
How many like video camera like phones popped out?
Oh,
and just immediately, like, Peyton Manning's drunk and singing a song. TMZ, get this. That is awesome.
It's just it's what you look for. He's retired now. He can kind of do whatever he wants. He don't care.
He can do whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. He wants to hang out at old Tootsie's and play the guitar? Go ahead. Go over to the Bluebird, sing a few riffs with Vince Gill. Fine. He could show up in a Predators game with Carrie Underwood while she watches her husband. Oh, it's good stuff. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm going to be leaving this town in a couple months. just when it's starting to get fun.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, Vinny Iyer will join us from the Sporting News. All things NFL, what's making some news now. Next, Yahoo Sports Radio.